Guys, 25th, it's an Amazon original. It releases on Amazon Prime Video. It's called Dil Dosti Dilemma. I've watched 3 episodes of it. Absolutely loved it. From me, Rishike, everybody who's watching, listening, I have Debbie and the principal cast with me. What's up, you guys?
Hi!
So, Debbie, I watched Pushpavalli, which I really, really liked. And also The Office. But I notice here again that Bangalore, the city, is almost like a character. Are you from Bangalore? Is that the reason why?
Ancestry is from Bangalore. Family is from Bangalore. So, yeah.
And you don't live there?
I don't live there, no. But I've visited there often enough to know because my family is from there. So.
And is there a particular reason why you set this there? I mean, you could have set the story anywhere.
Right.
Because there are suburbs like Tibri Road in all of our cities. But why did you choose Bangalore?
Oh, that to be fair, that choice was made by the book that the show is based on. The show is adapted from a book called Asmara Summer by Andali Bajib. And she had set the story very particularly in Bangalore with a street that exists called Tannery Road, which we, of course, have made into Tibri Road because creative liberties. And so the story was set in Bangalore because of the book. But I think the fact that it is in Bangalore gives it such a unique flavor because I think we've really milked Bombay.
and UP.
And Bihar. And Delhi, and you know, and so I feel like as a South Indian, I feel it's very important as a South Indian, I feel like the same stories can happen anywhere. And I feel like the Bangalore vibe is, it's interesting to see that sort of dynamic between the social strata, between the kids, etc., in a Bangalore rather than in a Bombay, because a Bombay feels like it's tried, tested and true. So Bangalore does get.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's refreshing to the extent that as a media professional, you're constantly traveling to Bangalore, even though you live in Bombay. And, you know, you see these snapshots of visuals of Church Street and other places. And you go, whoa, I haven't seen that in a series or a movie thus far.
Yeah.
So I think great
and
choice.
And I think, I mean, and there's so much of Bangalore, so much of the landscape of Bangalore is different, right? Because we, as a country, you travel 200 kilometers and the landscape changes. And so when you go to a Bangalore, you have cobblestone streets. You have the Tibri Road is sort of modeled on various localities in Bangalore, like Russell Market and, you know, and Shivaji Nagar and all of these places. And so the fact that we could go there and we could actually see these places and try and create that as an environment rather than like the fact that the snacks at a tea stall will be different in a Bangalore rather than you'll have bananas hanging from a chaika stall. You won't have samosa vada pav, which is just, it's just refreshing because we live in a country that's so diverse and so colorful and so visually exciting that it feels sad that we don't explore that.
So that's the city. But as far as casting was concerned, did you say maybe I need some Bangaloreans in here? Did you say that's not necessary?
No, for me, I think while it was set in a Bangalore, I think something that all of us in the team were very, very clear about was the fact that we wanted to make this a show that would appeal to anybody. Like, it shouldn't at any point become so, you know, elusive that only Bangalore people get it, you know. Like, there are shows that, so we'll add, of course, there'll be bits of Kannada and there'll be bits of, and that's something that was workshopped with all of them. Where, you know, like, there'll be words that they will say and there'll be ways in which they'll say it. Also, particularly the families that we're dealing with and the locality that we're dealing with have a very strong Dakhni accent. We brought that in. We also have a very special artist who's done a song in a Dakhni rap for us. Who's,
and it's, incredible,
and it's nuts because we had gone there as a recce and I was like, oh, you know what, I want to study the accent so that you can add it in without making it, so, you know, sort of do like a slightly Hindi washed version of a Dakhni accent, so you have like there are little tells of Dakhni in, especially in the way Ruksana and Farzan speak, but not in a way that it would alienate because it's a tough dialect to understand. But we went for the recce and I remember we were like, oh, Dakhni accent, there's one rapper who raps in Dakhni. I was like, oh, cool, can you give me this thing, maybe I can jam with him, and he decided to do a song with us and that's on the album, so it's nuts that we have that kind of representation as well on the Pasha Bhai. Can we say Pasha Bhai? We can say Pasha Bhai.
Pasha Bhai!
Pasha Bhai!
So I'm keen to know, Anushka. The one is it's a book which is titled on the character.
Yeah.
So you would say, wow, lead role, lead part, I should jump at it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people might not end up liking you very much initially.
Right.
Like in the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I'm sure things unfold, you know, there's a social angle, everything later on.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, you do come across as a pain in the butt in certain scenes.
I know.
To put it mildly.
That's fine.
Was that a bummer ever, or were you just there at, I'm going to do this?
No, it was never a bummer because when I read about Asmara, initially the 2 scripts that I got two scenes were very different from each other. And then when I read the script, when I got to know Asmara as a person, when I met Debbie, we spoke about Asmara, and this was our concern, that we don't want her to come off as, you know, snooty or a snobby, like a snob or somebody who is narrow-minded. But she isn't. She's just a young girl who's growing up. And that happens, okay? We're all flawed a certain way. And I feel when you're growing up, you learn things and you understand things better. Talking about friendships and relationships, when you see her journey, when you said that she can be a little bit of a pain in the butt. I think kids are a little, you know, I think so. I think I also troubled.
Teenagers are too.
Teenagers have troubled their parents. I think my parents would also say, ki,
put her only to be has, pain in the butt.
Of course, my parents, I'm sure they would also say, ki, when she was young, she used to trouble me a little bit. But when you're growing up, you're learning, you're experiencing the situations that teach you. Then you change. Of course, everybody is. And then situations change you.
No, I also think it makes your arc so much more exciting.
Of course, if she was a great person already, why would you watch it? Yeah, and and when you said that, when you read the book, it's Asmara Summer, it's a lead role, and that's why you should jump into it. I don't believe in that. Of course, the fact that I'm playing a protagonist in this show, I've always dreamt of doing a rom-com, and it's a dream come true. But it's also about the stories that we are telling, and stories genuinely, because all the characters have their own arc, and all the characters are living their own life. They are going through their own dilemmas, and they are learning and unlearning and just being better. And I think that's what life is about, right? That is, we, in life, we grow, we evolve, and then we reach a certain place where we are like, arre, hum jab chote the, hum thode se the na, irritating the, ab better ho gaye. So that happens. And I hope when you watch the whole show, you relate to the character and you understand why she is like
that. I also feel like some of the parents and grandparents are also pains in the butt. I feel like that. The pain in the butt doesn't go away, it's a lifelong problem.
Yeah, it's a living
but it's a sweet one. No, it's a sweet,
sweet pain in the butt. Yeah. They're all learning.
Yeah, they all like it.
Elisha, I love that in the modern era, stories are now being told about girl bonding.
Yeah.
The whole dil chahta hai, zindagi na milegi dobara. Great. We're in a building where all of that was created, at least in the mind. It's fantastic. And I can talk about it because it's the same platform, which is Former Shots, Please. I thought it was a very interesting take at older women, maybe women in their 20s and 30s bonding. But I still don't see enough of girl bonding in shows or movies. And that's a good thing, isn't it? I want to know whether you've felt a sense of deja vu. You know, what do you call yourself? The threesome? What is it?
Awesome
threesome. When you were doing these scenes and you're hanging with the girls, do you feel that, oh, wow, you know, this is what I was with my clique of urban friends?
Yeah. So I believe that, you know, over the years, a certain perception has been created when it comes to girl bonding. And there's a notion that we have, which is not necessarily true. For example, I started my journey with pageants. And when you look at it from the outside, you think that, you know, there's probably some animosity between the contenders, and it's all being very bitchy and being very, you know, competitive with each other. And that's how women have been portrayed in society over the years. But it is not true. Mm. Especially in today's day and age, we're all about, just in the last interview, we were talking about how we hype each other up, regardless of the gender, but especially girls, because now more than ever, we understand and empathize with each other, whatever age we may be of, you know. So, it did bring a sense of deja vu, because I remember in my college, I had the best friendships, and they're still my people that, you know, I've been friends with them for what now? A lot, long, long time.
Almost
and they've
a decade.
But they're my friends till date, and we hope to be friends, and you know, till the time we're about 50-60 year old. And so I remember my grandparents telling me stories of their best friends who they've had in their life for 50 years. And regardless of gender, that can happen. But it's high time that we make shows about girl bonding now, because we need to change that perception.
Yeah.
Because now more than ever, girls are about hyping each other.
It's not mean girls anymore.
Yeah, it's not mean girls anymore.
True.
I mean, there's a reason why the Ted Lasso dynamic of Anna Waddingham and Keeley, they worked so well, because everyone was like, oh, for once you're not showing women pitted against each other. And these girls are messing up enough, but they're not pitted against each other at any point.
Yeah.
They're lying to each other. They're being teenagers. They're being kids. But
they're
not trying to pull each other down at any point of time. None of the women in our show.
None of them.
Yeah, I think the only pressure they feel is the pressure they put on themselves.
Which is something we just live.
Biggest dilemma we all face.
Yeah,
it's in the show.
So of course, I mean, we'll talk about the character and the role. But how are you feeling? You're surrounded by women all through promotions. Lots of estrogen in the room. You're the only guy in the promotions. Must feel good, eh? Come on, you have to be coy about it. It's a good thing, man.
No. Honestly, when it started off, I had an idea that I'm going to be working with all of these people for a long time and I'm going to be just surrounded by them. So initially you have that thought about, you know, how you got to be, how you got to take care of yourself, your guard and everything. But as time passed and it did not take a lot of meetings and just very quickly we all got comfortable and it's just like all of us are like a group of 10, 15 good friends
You were skeptical in the beginning. Why I ask is very simple. Hmm. Even accomplished actors like Manoj Bajpayee, for example, he says, man, I went to a boys' school. Mm-hmm. I come from a small town, you know, and then, you know, I went, whatever. But initially when I came to Bombay and I was surrounded by a room full of women, it took me a little time to ease out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So was that ever a problem or that was cool from the word go?
It was never.
You've always been comfortable with women around.
Always.
Now we're talking.
It was never a problem.
Women are not a problem.
No, it's not like that. I know very well about my discipline and my the way I take care of my craft.
Discipline?
I know what's up. Discipline.
Your discipline when women are around?
No. Nothing of that sort. They all know this.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they are still
there. You took a word that was very dicey.
It's okay.
In the middle of everything.
It's okay. Yeah. It's just it's an overwhelming feeling.
He's just
for
a sweet too. We've all just adopted him.
Flavor.
Yeah, he's a flavor.
I love
he's
being
a
around
flavor.
That.
How good are your motorcycle riding skills in real life?
Yeah.
I'm a socialite, that's for
motorcycle.
Sure.
Motorcycle
riding.
What did you hear?
What did you hear?
Bike.
Oh, I understood something else. You know what I
mean? Yeah. What did you understand?
Achha, his mind has gone somewhere else.
He's on the discipline track. You know?
Yeah, discipline.
He's on that
track.
This is what happens when you're surrounded by
women. I love riding bikes.
This is what happens.
Bikes for a very long time. I go for bike trips and I really, really enjoy it. So, yeah.
The whole idea of peer pressure is what actually scares parents these days. Yeah. And especially when you have young kids, you're petrified. I know so many parents out there who are like, man, I don't know what school I should put my kid into. Will they be freaked out by the iPad that the next kid is carrying to school and the phone the next kid is? But you have very little control over those things, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And the beauty of the show is that it talks about it, but it talks about it in a subtle way. And that must have meant a lot to you and impressed you when the script came to you.
100%. I think... Firstly, this show is so family oriented. It's so you can watch it with any age group. You can watch it with any kind of social group that you're with. So I think the main thing that attracted me is that it is so family oriented. It teaches you the importance of family ties and friendships and basically relations is what attracted me the most, because I am a very family person. I am very like, I need my family around me, be it whatever, however important the day is, I have to have my family.
True.
And this show is all about that. So I think that is one major thing that attracted, I think most of us.
All of us,
yeah. So yeah, I think if that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. Ruxana is the character's name, right?
Yes.
And she's basically from Tibri Road, this place.
Yeah.
Debbie just talked about how that suburb is and how people behave in that. I mean, it's like Dongri in Bombay, right? You go there,
correct.
People are a particular type. Did that take you some time to adjust to get into the skin of the character, or was it easy?
Actually, I'm from UP, so I'm...
Which is credit to you as an actor.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
So, I am more like Ruxana in real life too. I'm not that kind of girl.
Oh.
I'm following like all over the places.
Hello.
It's true.
Now I know you're from UP.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's helpful for.
So you got the heart of the character. The language,
language is something. Those are just cosmetic.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the soul of the character was something that she just is natural.
Yeah.
What did you see her first screen test?
Yes.
What is it that struck you about?
I think it was just it was the naivety and the openness and the honesty with which she would, like, she did it in a way that didn't feel caricaturish. At the same time, it was lovable and you felt like, oh, she's like, she may be someone that would make someone cringe, like someone like an Asmara or a T or Noons would cringe around her. But you know that, oh, give them 15 minutes and they'll fall in love with her, because that's the kind of joy that joy. She just lights up a screen.
True.
She's so cute. Such a cutie.
I love the scenes between the grandmother and the granddaughter for obvious reasons, because they're really well written.
Yeah.
I haven't read the original book, but the screenplay is just terrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing with being suddenly put in front of a maestro like Tanvi Azmi. Oh. I mean, I've grown up watching her plays in Prithvi, seeing her on TV forever. And there's so much of grace. There's so much of thehrao, for the lack of any other word in English, that it can be intimidating for an actor when they go there for the first time.
True.
Was that the case? And sometimes senior actors are just wonderful.
Mm.
They sense that. And they say, oh my God, maybe this kid is going to get intimidated by me and maybe just let me break the ice. How did that whole process... Talk about the first couple of days of reading or the set or being with Tanvi.
So the first time I met Tanvi ma'am, I remember, she, like you mentioned, she's a maestro, she's a legend, and I've seen her work, and she's just, I have utmost respect for her. And as an actor, I have so much, like I've learned so much in this journey when we were shooting, I've learned so much from her. But when I met her for the first time, I usually am that person, I don't think that, oh, what will happen if, you know, it's Tanvi ma'am, what will happen? I am just a person who's very spontaneous. I will go there and see the situation and handle it accordingly. I'm just like that as a human being. And I was just there. And she just walked up to me and she was like, hi, I'm Tanvi. I'm like, I know who you are. I know. See, it's just so much respect I have for her. But she was just lovely. From the first go, she was never intimidated.
Tanvi is a goofball, dude.
That's what I was getting at. That she was just lovely. Yeah. And then when I started shooting with her, I was like, she's more Gen Z than I am sometimes. Yeah. She is just like a joyride. She will just let you be. And she's also like, oh, you want to play games with me? So we were playing games on her phone. And then she was like, why do you Gen Z people say all of this? What does this word mean? And then I remember we were doing a photo shoot. She walked up to me. She's like, you have 30 million followers? What? How? So she's that person. Like having a senior actor, having such a legend, being so humble, so grounded. I worked with Mahendra Singh Dhoni, who I call Mahi Chacho. He's somebody who's a legend in cricket, right? And I was a very young girl. I was literally like probably like 9 or 10 years old. And I was really intimidated because that time I was like, oh my God, it's Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Oh my God. But he was so nice and so like humble and down to earth. And I think they are the real legends, you know, who are grounded, who are humble, who are just there for their craft and art. They don't think about all of this that, okay, I'm going to intimidate this person or this person is young. They respect you for your professionalism. She always respected me for my scenes, the way I performed. She would always appreciate me. Not only her, all the older senior people we have. Suhasini ma'am, Shirshi sir and I are like besties. So literally, it's commendable that they were just so warm. They just let us be ourselves. And also they were trying to learn some things. We were learning some things. So it was a beautiful collaboration between them and our generation. And I think that's what the show is about, right? So I'm really happy.
So I'm going to end with Debbie. I think I've only seen the 3 episodes and I know that I'm going to discover more and more as I watch more. But what struck me is it's not just a show about girl bonding or teen love. It's a lot to do with parenting.
Oh, yes.
And not just parent and child, grandfather, grandmother and grandchild.
Multi-generation.
And that's a very tricky area to get into. I'll tell you why. Because if you're a millennial, there's a particular way parenting was established. There was a lot of discipline.
Yes.
I mean, you'll get thulped in school and your parents would say, you know, good, your teacher gave you one. Yeah. Now, the Parent Teacher Association will take you to court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, punishments are looked down upon in the modern era.
Right.
But yet, you've built a very wonderful story with, you know, Khalid's character, and there's a beautiful father-daughter bond, and her, you can feel that love in the air even when they just look at each other, the father-daughter love. And the mother says, you know, Shruti's character says, you know, the girl's got to be taught a lesson.
Mm.
And he goes with it and he says, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And there is a punishment, but the punishment is done in a particular way. So, I don't know, in the writing room, did you have all kinds of people?
I think it's important to, whenever you're showing any kind of relationship, especially in the parenting thing, it's important if you manage to show both sides of an argument. Like, and therefore it was very important to have Khalid be the kind who is soft on her, you know, and to have the mum be...
Sorry to interrupt. I also like the lady who's your fashion designer mum.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And her relationship with her father is so interesting because, you know, I mean, you will see as it goes along. She has a very interesting relationship with her dad. Tanya's relationship with her parents is the entire crux of her arc. So I think it's very important to show, in order to not do something polarizing and deviate from what we're trying to do, which is tell a simple story about relationships and love. I think it's important to show Khalid, who is the softy, and the mother is a disciplinarian. So even when she's disciplined, there is a point where Khalid's like, don't you think it's too much? And she's like, you stay out of it because this is worth it. And I think it's also important to show that some things are possible, some things aren't. You know, and sure, some things are, there is a certain level of respect for your elders and respect for people generations above you is not something that is optional, yeah. I don't think. And that's why I love that. And I love that even that happened even very, very organically or within our caste. You know, there was, even though, you know, Tanvi's a goofball and Shishir is another little playful thing and, you know, and Suhasini is just cutie. But like, even though they're like that, there's a certain line you would not cross with
absolutely
them. And that's something that happens in the show and the character has to pay the price for it. And I beautiful think it's fine. And I think it's
and
justified.
Even in the show, actually, Ruxana is more comfortable with Asmara's family.
Yeah, because, yeah, even in the show, because her family is all, and over there also, it was important to show the that same neighborhood, neighbors, but such different parenting styles, such different rules. And and that's why Ruxana runs, Farzan runs, all of them run to Nani's house. So it's important to show that sort of balanced outlook, because there are always going to be all kinds of people. Now, you can't just ignore the kind you don't like and show the kind you like, because that's not really, nobody's going to be there going, ha, ye to sahi hai, ekdam. Aise hote log. One type ke. So,
25th, it's on Amazon Prime.
25th April.
Dil Dosti Dilemma is directed by Debbie and has this wonderful ensemble cast. Please go give it a lot of love. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bubby.